Paul, it may not be your home club, but it's your adopted club, and the people of Ballyboden are really appreciative here tonight of your efforts and the efforts of the lads. It's been some campaign.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable. You know, I've been lucky enough that I suppose firstly to thank Ballyboden for giving me the opportunity to play with them, and I suppose being so flexible with my own situation and working abroad. So it's been a great experience, and you know, I've got to know a lot of people here. It's a great club, and you know, it was hard to leave my own club at home, and like, I thank them as well. You know, they've been so good to me over the years.
The commute from Qatar isn't bad when you're winning.
Yeah, it's pretty easy in fairness, you know, and you know, it's not too bad there. In fairness, the guys that work in Qatar are fairly understanding too, so you know, they're two Irish guys, so they know their football, and you know, they're flexible enough. So it's yeah, I'm enjoying it, and you know, looking forward now to you know, enjoying this here in the next few days.
Talking about being flexible, your save today has gone viral on YouTube. What was going through your head? I suppose just to get the fingertips to the ball, anyhow.
Yeah, I thought I didn't get much on it. I seen the video there. I probably got more on it than I thought. So yeah, kind of happy with it. But yeah, I'll take that. In fairness, you know, we've only conceded 2 goals in the championship through, so I think that's what the full back line, like, they were phenomenal today. Obviously, one of the lads got man of the match, but the other 2 guys were just as good, you know.
It says a lot about a game when a defender gets the man of the match award. Bob Dwan today, and in an All-Ireland final as well.
Yeah, fairness to Bob, you know, he's a fit guy, and he's, you know, he's moving very well since I joined Ballyboden, and he's an impressive player, and he, I suppose he had to follow the guy out the pitch, and it suited him, and he punished them for that.
Many people join clubs in Dublin and elsewhere with no real connections, but you do have a connection, of course, in your cousin Robbie McDade. Nice for the family to have that here today as well. It's not 4 Masters, but certainly it's nice to have that family connection.
Yeah, in fairness, you know, it's good to have your cousin there playing on the team with you, and you know the family well, so it's an easy transition. And yeah, it's a great day for, you know, everyone, and all my family were down, and Robbie's family were there, so, and Robbie had a phenomenal game as well, you know, in fairness to him, so it's a great day.
I was up in Donegal, obviously, when you won the All-Ireland in 2012, and Donegal Town was obviously the main stop on that Monday night. I know the numbers are a bit lesser here, but it's a bit similar circumstances, because not much room to move here tonight. The place is jammed, and that's great to see.
Yeah, in fairness, like, the support from the club there today was phenomenal. Like, they have a massive youth structure there, that and they got them all to the game. You know, I think they had about 40 buses that went from the club, and it's great to see it. And in fairness, there's a lot of people work very hard in the club, so fairness, they reap the rewards of the whole team winning today, so it's brilliant.
40 buses wouldn't be bad, but I think it was 53. I don't think anybody else could pull that off. It's a phenomenal organisation by all concerned, really. I mean, it's not just about the players or even the management or the immediate people that are around that. It's every single person in this club really has played their part.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for such a big club, it's a community club, you know, and in fairness, I think the work that they put into it makes it like that, and I found it since I've joined, and you know, it's been very easy to join a club like that, so really enjoying it. And you know, it's been a great experience.
I suppose we're talking a lot about Ballyboden and celebrations. How are things going for you out in Qatar? Have you really had any chance to adjust? I suppose you've been coming over a bit already for the games and that.
Yeah, I suppose settling in there with work and that, so enjoying that side of it. Working with a guy from Kerry and Carlo there in Hydroserv, and you know, Ryan Bradley's working there too, so there's a bit of a crack about it, and we're enjoying it, and yeah, looking forward to getting back out now and getting down to the hard stuff.
When will you actually get back to work now after this?
Back to work on Monday, so looking forward to that.
At least a bit of celebration over the
exactly,
weekend.
Exactly.
We'll enjoy it tonight.
Cheers,
thanks very much.
Cheers. Cheers.